because he's where it gets good.
What's up, gang? Welcome to Always Funny in Philadelphia, the podcast that reviews every episode of the Always Sunny in Philadelphia comedy television sitcom. My name is Patrick, and here we go. Here we go, guys. We're back in it again, and I'm excited about it because I love it, right? We love the show. We love Always Sunny. It is a phenomenal show in itself, but also the fact that we are on season 4, which is one of the greatest seasons I've ever seen of television ever. And today's episode in particular is, of course, Season 4, Episode 7, Who Pooped the Bed? Right? Who pooped the bed? You gotta wonder. You gotta ask. Okay? Because if poop shows up in the bed, you wonder. Whose is it? Is it mine? I think we've all had a dream about going to the bathroom once or twice. So there is that high possibility of, yeah, man, I might have left a stinky in the sheets. But I do also want to mention, because I feel this way, truly. When you hear the intro music, you just feel some type of way. You feel ready, you feel pumped up, I'm excited for the podcast, and I don't know, lots of good things. It's never a bad thing when I hear the great intro music that I've created for this show. But once again, we're here with Season 4, Episode 7, Who Pooped the Bed? Always Sunny. So let's dive into this hit show. All right, so midday on a Wednesday, Dee is looking to do something. So she's asking the guys, you know, what are you guys doing today? And much like most guys, we're like, I don't know. Steve, what are we doing? I also don't know. I thought you might have known. And then you're just like, well, I guess we're going to play it by ear. We're going to go ahead and play it by ear. We're going to see what comes to us. And it looks like Mac and Dennis are actually playing checkers. Obviously doing their job, running a bar by playing checkers. And then Frank and Charlie show up with poop in some Tupperware, but you don't see it initially. But because they knew that the guys were going to ask to see it, Charlie's got it. The whole issue is they don't know who pooped it in the bed. Because, of course, if you guys don't remember, Charlie and Frank sleep in the same bed. So we got that. But the obvious thing is it's one or the other. It is Charlie or it is Frank. Okay? There's no other options. And then you also have to put in the perspective of, well, if there's anybody of this group that could possibly shit to bed, it's Frank or Charlie. They have the worst diets. They're the ones, obviously, right? If you would think, oh, who's having terrible bowel movements? It's the old guy that also eats cat food and the young guy who seems to be in shape but also eats cat food and also other things that aren't really food for people. So you have to believe, yeah, they could be the ones shitting in their own bed as they sleep. As bad as that is. You know, nobody likes that. It's one thing to pee to bed, I guess. But to shit, that's a whole nother thing. But then again, urine, it's like a liquid. I guess if you shit the way that Charlie or Frank did, where it's a solid turd, it's easy cleanup. You can pick that up with a Bounty paper towel.
Okay, now you're talking my language.
you know, when you watch this on Hulu, they show ads for that Quibi. And boy, do a lot of shows look great. And then I think back and I'm like, oh yeah, they're only 10 minutes long. So I'm out. You know, you got to get me in there. Okay, so the episode reopens up after the intro, and Dee just simply pops out on the waitress, asking her to, you know, let's hang out. Even though they've never once been friends. They've never once really even been nice to each other or spoke. It's a weird thing. But Dee's like, oh yeah, you know, that's just how girls are. So let's go out. And, you know, the whole point is she wants to have a everybody else has a friend. Charlie's got Frank. Mac has Dennis. Dee is essentially just her, you know? So she's looking for a friend. But she's looking in a place for someone that's not ever once been close to being her friend. But she does kind of blackmail her into hanging out with her by having her diary that Charlie has obviously stolen. Because if you guys aren't aware, Charlie is madly in love with the waitress. And of course he would have her diary, her schedule, everything surrounding the waitress, right? That makes sense. That's what people do. Now, the four guys are looking to figure out whose poop it is. So their first thing is, hey, let's take it in to a science lab. Let's go into a lab where somebody can really dig into this poo and give us some answers. But the first guy's not into it. And then a little actor you might remember from Cabin in the Woods, or he's the stoner dude from Orange County who actually gets into Stanford by accident. And it's Franz Kranz. And what a crazy name. But again, when it comes to being a famous person, you really do have so many choices as far as your name. So at least this one is a pronounceable name where there is people that's like, oh, I need one that's 16 syllables. Franz Kranz, got it. And then that looks good on an application or a resume or with your headshots. You're like, his name's Franz Kranz? That's got to be an interesting dude. So they obviously got him on this show. And he comes from the back when he finds out that they have poop because he wants to check it out. So he does. And the things they find in this poop is obviously things that you would think Charlie or Frank have ingested. Like wolf hair, newspaper, blood. I mean, they didn't ingest blood, but that's gross. Let's move past it. So, you know, things that it would only be in their stool. It wouldn't be in Mac or Dennis, for sure, right? So they do eventually ask the guy, hey, you know, why don't we just do a DNA test? And he's like, I can't do that. And they're like, why, aren't you a scientist? You just ripped this turd to shreds. And he's like, nah, I just wanted to see what it looked like. But then you see the girls in the club, and it's Artemis, Dee, and the waitress. And of course Artemis is the most aggressive, I guess you'd say. She's just dancing up on people that aren't even looking at her. Hilarious lady, for sure. One of my favorites.
I don't think there's anything in the laws of nature that would support that.
So the waitress actually doesn't drink, though. So they're in this club where she's like, I'll just have water. And Dee is trying to set a tone. So she's like, get her a Cosmo, and she'll just hold it in her hand. Like, what a weird thing. But then again, it makes me think of, like, you know, being in high school and those type of girls. You wonder if they were like, oh, you know, put on chapstick right now because we're putting on chapstick. And they're like, well, I don't wear chapstick. We'll just act like you put it on. Right? Now, the guys are experimenting. They went back to the apartment. They're trying to really figure out who did this. So they're reenacting their sleeping arrangement and how this possibly could have happened. And, of course, Charlie is in his atypical long John pants that are destroyed and his Black Beauty t-shirt. And then you got Frank, who's wearing just a t-shirt, much like an old lady's nightgown or something. God, nightgowns, man. It just made me think. It's like, who even still wears a nightgown? It seemed like it's like an obsolete type of clothing. No one's doing that anymore. I don't even see them for sale. I guess you'd have to go to a special old lady store. Maybe they're the only ones. It's kind of the same thing with robes. But then again, I feel like people are still kind of wearing robes. But is anybody wearing long t-shirts to go to bed? It's so crazy to just be like, yeah, it's my sleep shirt. It's a 4XL. It's massive. I swim in it. Like, why are you wearing it then? What is the point? Doesn't that cover you similar to what a blanket does? But Dennis and Mac end up basically just sitting there through the entire night. Not even taking turns, but just waiting to see if any of them, you know, Frank or Charlie take a poo while they're sleeping. Now imagine this stakeout. You got to stay over all night to watch and see if somebody shits their bed. Why? Can't be fun. But anyways, they start to get tired, and they decide one of them has to go to sleep. So, of course, Matt goes first. Dennis says he'll stay up. And then things go awry at some point in the night because somebody makes in the bed.
Jesus Frank! My life is a lie! My life is a lie!
Now, because D took the waitress to this bar and obviously got her drinks, she started to drink again. And now we're in the shoe store where they're trying to... Basically, D wants to reenact Sex in the City. Sex and the City, folks. Okay? And she's, oh, I'm Carrie, and I need a group of misfits. So while they're actually at the shoe store, the waitress decides to try to attack the shoe lady, the shoe salesman. But she falls down instead. Things go badly. And D still tries to go about purchasing some shoes that will not fit her because, you know, the joke is she's a giant lady. Even though I'm not sure how, I don't know, she seems regular, I guess. But this is one of the more iconic scenes. They've made a gif of this, I'd imagine. And it is Dee trying to steal these shoes because her card doesn't work. And as she runs out of the store, she basically dives headfirst into the side of a vehicle. But yes, they've used it, okay? You've seen it before. It's on the internet, all right? Dee's pretty good at physical comedy. You got to give her that. And I've seen some of her work in Punk'd as well, because I believe that's like her start. But everybody ends up back at the bar. You know, that's the idea. They go back to the bar. But at this point, the waitress is piss drunk. She's tried to fight a sales lady. But as the girls come in, the guys are now trying to compare shits. Okay, so the idea is everybody has to shit at least once, and we'll compare it to the shits that are already in existence that we can't identify. So Charlie's squatting over a bucket when everybody comes in. And he's embarrassed, which obviously he usually isn't, but why is he embarrassed? The waitress is there. She comes in too, right? So he's like, oh shit, I'm pooping into a bucket. Can't do that. But the waitress is one of the first people to leave. And Artemis gets into it. She wants to know. She wants to know whose poop it is, what the story is behind it. And this is where she starts to play, you know, 1950s detective, Private Eye. Get all black and white, a little rain, a little light horned.
was a Thursday midnight. I just decided to come back to the office. Realize I left my only friend.
And then it's like a scene of a guy opening his desk drawer and pulling out a bottle of liquor. I write movies, folks. No, D is obviously still playing up on this. Oh, I want to be classy. So she goes to an art gallery, and it seems as if all of the art is something to do with poop. Now, Artemis wants to find out whose poo it is. So as I said, she starts trying to put one and two together, coming up with who she thinks could have shit the bed. And it's a very intricate storyline, to say the least, the way that she believes that it all happened.
Newsflash, asshole!
Now, Dee does return. But when she returns, because it is a thunderstorm, the power goes out and she's like screaming her head off because there's a new poop right in front of her. A new turd. Who's gonna be? Who's just throwing these out there willy-nilly? But Artemis's story starts with her believing that it is Frank doing the first one, at the very least. But Charlie had to do the second one, but he couldn't. Because he just doesn't have it. He's malnourished. He can't poop. Now, because Charlie couldn't take the shit, Mac decided he was in. He'll do the poop. At least that's how Artemis sees it. But it all boils down to Frank. Artemis was wrong. She was all wrong. He comes clean and he says, yeah, it was me. And they were like, what? Why? Why would you do that? And he's like, poop. Hey, poop's funny. Right? Poop is funny. And they're like, yeah, poop's funny. So bizarre episode, but this is the fun part about the show. Much like many of the cartoons that people enjoy as adults, like Rick and Morty or Family Guy, American Dad, you get the same element with this TV show with real people. Like, let's fucking outlandish, just strange shit, just bizarre, you know, storyline. Who pooped in the bed? The whole episode is surrounding shit. And I think that's because somebody at one point during the writing, however they, you know, sit down and get it together, somebody said, poop's always funny. And you got yourself an iconic episode. But this has been Always Funny in Philadelphia. Later, White Stains. What's up, White Stains? If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe wherever you are listening. And if you want early access and access to podcasts that aren't even released anywhere else, please visit patreon.com/podculture.
Where's our goddamn Bible? Jesus Frank! My life is a lie! My life is a lie!